Why do COM APIs return H results? Well, first off, not every COM API has to return an H result. Some COM APIs don't. If you add the local attribute to your classic COM API, then COM says, oh, this is just a local in-proc call, and so you can return whatever you want. But if you don't have that local attribute, and no Windows Runtime API will have the local attribute, then COM provides this piece of functionality called location transparency. And the idea behind location transparency is that you don't actually know where the implementation of the object is. It could be another process. Heck, for remote COM, it could be on another machine. You don't actually know where that process is. Thing is, as soon as you have a situation where you're not just making a direct function call into your methods, there's a possibility for errors occurring. Maybe the remote process crashes while it's processing your call. You have to have a way of getting that information back to the caller to let them know something went wrong. And that's what an H result does. An H result provides a mechanism for the API to return interesting information about whether it succeeded or failed, but it also gives the COM infrastructure the ability to hand other metadata back, other information about whether a call succeeded or failed. And if it failed, it gives you a little bit of information that comes from directly from the COM infrastructure that you can actually tell that it comes from COM because it's the specific error code. And that's why we always return H results, because it gives us the ability to add and to handle failure cases that maybe the application or the API author didn't actually anticipate.